Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his telephone down there in Southland. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging out in Southland.
Okay. I want to start off with a Christian brother sent this to me, and I never would have seen it myself. The Lord uses earthquakes as warnings. I've titled it, but this is very, very interesting. A fairly rare earthquake in Georgia. What interested me, he said, was the name of the location and some of the numberings. The location was Mount Zion. Now, this is very, very interesting in view of what is going on in Israel right now and Mount Zion. Anyway, the magnitude of it was 2.2, which is a 22. Now, 11 in Scripture is the number of disintegration, implosion, it's a number of words you could use for it, but generally meaning it means going into chaos and total disintegration. 22 is twice the disintegration, twice the implosion, twice the chaos. So we have the number 22. The date of the earthquake was 22nd. It gets more and more interesting as you go along. Now, if you put those two together, you come to a 44, which is a really big number for the Lord. And it was on the 33rd.383 latitude. Now, 33, as everybody probably knows, is a huge number for mystery of the Bible. And it was at a 9.9 depth, or 99, or a 9 times 11, or a 9.11. Okay. It's getting strange, isn't it, Larry?
Well, it's kind of weird, and of course, Mount Zion, or Zion being in that terminology, that almost dovetails into a couple of Torah codes I run across today.
Yeah, we'll get into those. Now, here's what it is. He says it's 75 miles from the Georgia Guidestones, which are located next to State Route 77. There are 77 generations from Adam to Jesus, and sometimes used for the number for the bad guys or Antichrist, Washington, D.C., being on the 77th longitude. 77 generations. Now, he also points out that 22, the number of 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. Now, the book of Revelation is actually a book about last days disintegration, last days implosion, last days of chaos. That's really what that book is about. So it's all very, very interesting. Now, that kind of ties into something that that ne'er-do-well, Sorcerer Fall, put out. Top Hillary Clinton, U.S. Navy Admiral, warned preparing JFK headshot execution of President Trump. Now, why would they be talking about that? It's because of, now, I don't know what's going on in Chile or whether they're actually going to have their big meeting down there in Chile that they had, but he was going to be there on November 22nd, the exact same day John F. Kennedy was executed. So let me just read a little bit of this, and then we'll jump into what Larry's got. A gravely disturbing Security Council report discussing a potential meeting between President Putin and President Donald Trump at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, summit in Chile next month becomes actually terrifying when its attention is turned towards the main directorate of the General Staff of the Armed Forces, intelligence analysis of a dire situation in Chile, where its government has just declared a state of emergency while watching its now in flames capital city, Santiago, erupt in violent protests, which in turn have allowed elite elements belonging to the 13th United States Marine Expeditionary Unit, who've begun secretly deploying to Central and South America to disembark from the United States Navy multipurpose amphibious assault ship USS Wars, currently sailing off the coast of South America with five officers from Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, and El Salvador, elite combat sniper units, once under the command of retired U.S. Navy Admiral William McRaven, and who organized Operation Neptune Spear to assassinate Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden deep behind enemy lines. Anyway, he was labeled by Trump as a Hillary fan, and who yesterday wrote an article for the leftist New York Times newspaper, "Our Republic is Under Attack from the President," where he openly called for the military to overthrow Trump, thus exposing catastrophic division between Trump and elements with his own military establishment. Now, I think, Larry, I know I've heard over and over again that the Navy is openly more hostile than any other branch of the services. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I hear, that the Trump has more loyalty from the Marines than the Army, it seems, and the Air Force seems to be kind of neutral.
Yeah, not since the early 1960s when President John F. Kennedy also battled these same warmongering forces, but was a battle Kennedy lost 22 November 1963 when his head was blown off in a public execution designed to show who was really in charge of America, a public execution which occurred on Kennedy's 1,036th day in power, the exact number of days Trump will have been in power when he sets foot in Chile next month. Top Hillary Clinton U.S. Navy Admiral William McRaven declared 18 October 666, 2019, "If this president doesn't demonstrate the leadership that America needs, both domestically and abroad, then it's time for a new person in the Oval Office." Now, there have been a number of veiled threats against Trump. Anyway, I just thought I wanted to bring that up, folks. Pray for Trump, especially in November, and especially as we are approaching the same time that Kennedy was assassinated, because Trump, in a lot of ways, is similar to Kennedy. He was not part of the establishment. Kennedy wasn't. He went against the CIA, went against the State Department. You may remember he foiled their Bay of Pigs operation. He wanted to release information on UFOs. He also attacked the Federal Reserve, which is what Trump has been doing, et cetera, et cetera. The parallels are uncanny between the two guys. And Trump definitely needs the prayer of the people. Anyway, Larry, what have you got?
Well, what's interesting, too, I was going to bring up, if you'll remember, that Obama and Michelle Obama both remarked about Trump on his inauguration day and along that timeline, how that he was referred to like JFK, and how that even the clothing was worn that looked like Jackie Kennedy that, the first lady was wearing, Melania. So, I mean,
yep.
The parallels are just incredible.
I hope they don't go all the way with the parallels. Let's put it that way. But now you said you had some Bible codes that might kind of, in a sort of way, dovetail into this.
Well, it could. I've got two of them real quick, and I'll be quick here. I know we don't have a lot of time, but Rabbi Glazerson just did a brand new Torah code, very interesting, because Netanyahu, if the people that's been reading the blog and keeping up with us, they know that Netanyahu failed to form his government, and he turned the mandate back over to Rivlin, who's the president of Israel, and now Rivlin has given the mandate to Gantz, which is Netanyahu's opposition, to form the Gantz government. And Netanyahu said this is very dangerous, you know, because Gantz is wanting to bring in Arabs into the governmental coalition in Israel. And so Glazerson run a quick Torah code, and Glazerson now has come out and said this is extremely dangerous according to the Torah. And I'll read you. It's very hard to understand Glazerson, but some of the wording I did make notes of, and here it is on the matrix Glazerson was working with. Number one, dangerous. Number two, government. Number three, Israel. Number four, disaster. Number five, it's coming. What do you think from that? And then I'll give the second one, Stuart.
Wow, that kind of parallels what we were talking about, because whatever happens in America generally happens to Israel. And whatever happens in Israel generally sooner or later comes to America. And Mount Zion, you could include Israel in that kind of wording, Mount Zion, and trouble, basically. I mean, the number 22 is double trouble. And so that sort of fits.
Yeah,
and
then
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that Barry Rothman also did one today, October 23rd, and he titled it Date for Netanyahu's Government Mandate Fate. And it's so interesting. It's still under construction, but he made a comment. He said, on this date, October the 21st, 2019, Netanyahu gave back his mandate unfulfilled. In other words, he doesn't have a government. And so here's the eight portions of the wording. Number one is 22nd of Tishri, 5780, which is 21st of October, 2019. So the Torah code actually lays out the very date that Netanyahu failed and gave his mandate back. Number two, Netanyahu. Number three is a very interesting phrase that, you know, Barry's not sure of. It says, he shall go out free from nothing. And number four, Israel. Number five, Lapid. Number six, Bibi. Number seven, Blue. And number eight, White. And, of course, that's involved in the political process in Israel, the Blue and White, which is Gantz's
yep.
group.
And their flag.
And Lapid, yeah, and Lapid is the group that's working with Gantz. So it also is laid out, this is very historic, apparently, according to the Torah codes, this situation with Netanyahu and a new government coming in, possibly under Gantz. And then Glazerson also, with his, just almost backs it up and said, this is going to lead into a dangerous time for Israel.
Well, you know, what's interesting there is I read an article today that Gantz didn't think he could form one either. And he was asking Netanyahu to maybe join him. So they could be without a government and have to go to another election, depending on whether they, you know, can make peace with each other. So, but absolutely, this is a very dangerous time. And especially for Trump over here, you have got the far left going totally bonkers, and that includes Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest of them. And we talk about the prophecies against America, Babylon, and especially the one about ruler against ruler. Have you ever seen this kind of a storm develop in Washington, where you got this communist, deep core, insane communist, who totally demonic, in my opinion, pencil neck shift, and you got Pelosi sitting there, who's a deep state commie as well, and they have to storm. The Republicans have to storm where they're holding their secret, what do you call those kind of things? Star chambers, I guess. But what bothers me more than anything, here we have to have our Republican leadership in the House literally storm the hearing room and bust into it. Because they can't get anything done. They can't. They're not allowed to hear any of the testimony. They're not allowed to see any of the transcripts unless they have a monitor with them. I mean, Schiff is a crooked, crooked, insane person in my book. And he really needs, he's committing high treason at this point. He's getting away with it because they, you know, they do the legalese so he can get away with it. But what he's trying to do is not only nullify the vote of the American people, he's trying to overthrow the government of the United States. And so isn't Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them. And this is all part of this ruler against ruler that Jeremiah the prophet said was going to happen in the United States. And this fighting is going to get more and more intense. And the following verses are scary because the enemies of America see it and they attack when we least expect it. When we're so preoccupied with probably internal revolution at that point, at least ruler against ruler, big, big time, which would maybe lead to that breakup that your friend over there in Norway foresaw, the prophet, and Dmitry Dudeman, I think, saw it. Red Elk didn't necessarily see or mention a breakup, but he saw the invasion of America. So it sounds like we're getting total verification from the Bible codes, but of course, again, no specific dates are given other than that Netanyahu today couldn't form his government, which Glazerson found, or was that the other, was that Barry's that gave the date?
Yeah, that was Barry that gave the date that Netanyahu failed and returned his mandate.
So they're basically without a government. They're basically without leaders in the middle of what... Well, let's get into this thing with Syria, the Kurds, Turkey, and Russia. Once again, Russia outsmarted everybody. Now they've got a very strong foothold in Syria as peacekeepers. Turkey got what it wanted, partially anyway. It's now, what, a 20-mile buffer zone. They're removing the Kurds. And that eliminates the Kurds' search for an independent nation, I guess one could call it. What do you think about that situation? Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say you're right. That Turkish buffer zone is about 20 to 30 miles inside Syria and about 70 miles in width. And what that does basically is it negates, you know, the Kurds having any kind of a homeland there close to Turkey. And at the same time, it also negates, Stuart, the Kurds' war against ISIS. And the ISIS is beginning to resurge, it appears.
Yeah.
But we've always known that Turkey supports ISIS. We know who formed ISIS. All we got to do is look at Washington, D.C., you know. There you are. I mean, this is what's going on. And the only thing Trump has done in 3 years, though, Stuart, I think he's kept his foot in the door against the deep state, the industrial, military industrial complex, the Democrats, the Republicans, you know, the deep state group and all of that. And he's kept us out of war. But I'll tell you what, I saw a really interesting report on Breaking Israeli News this morning. They were saying that they had this really strange phenomena. It was a thunderstorm, a lightning storm on the beginning of their feast, And the rabbis have all collaborated and agreed that this means, because of the timing of this sudden storm out of nowhere, unpredicted, that we are right at the verge of Gog and Magog.
Yeah, I think we are too. Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, all those, we don't exactly know what the sequence is, folks. We'll just have to ride through it. We'll find it out pretty quick. And at the same time that all that is going on, I noticed, though, that on Fox News, and I noticed that Trump himself kind of patted himself on the back, never once mentioned Russia and Putin's role in actually establishing this peace. And I found that kind of interesting, that they totally ignored Putin's role in this. And this gives Putin, as the great peacemaker in the Middle East, he brokered this peace agreement. Of course, America was in there too. I mean, they're all in it together, according to Psalm 2. But it was kind of fascinating to me because slowly but surely, it appears that Israel is very definitely being surrounded for the grand battle. What do you think on that one?
Well, ironically, you know, of course, all we have in mainstream media anymore is Trump hysteria, you know. But if you go back and you look at the intelligence coming out of some of the news reports of the Middle East and other than mainstream news, they're reporting that Israel is ready to go to war against all the surrounding areas because they know the great attack is about upon them. And from what I can tell, you know, there seems to be some strange connections between Trump, Pompeo, and, you know, the individuals involved in the Middle East right now, because Israel seems to be saying that Trump is moving his troops out of the way, and at the same time that Pompeo is in Israel telling Israel that they have a right to bomb anyone in Syria. Now, that sounds like a green light. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, that's absolutely a green light. And there was something funny going on. Now, he moved, Trump moved the troops into Iraq, but I read an article where Iraq has filed an international suit against the Americans to kick them out. He doesn't want them there. So this is very convoluted as to what's really going on. Yeah, what do you got on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say what's interesting is the fact that there's more and more hints being dropped that Trump is moving more forces since Iraq refuses to let us in. And, of course, Iraq's connected pretty close with Iran now. That we're going to move more and more of our forces into Saudi Arabia. And there are some alluding in the background that we might even try to move our nukes from Incirlik in Turkey to Saudi Arabia. That almost connects to this prophetic warning that, you know, you and I both heard, where Iran suddenly nukes a base of Americans in Saudi Arabia.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, when you mentioned that storm on a feast day, do you remember the dust storm on the Feast of Trumpets? When was that? Some
three
time
years
ago now.
Yeah. 2 or 3 years ago, at least.
Yeah, and they had severe, very rare, very unusual, very weird dust storm that delayed Feast of Trumpets, biblically, 2 full days. And, of course, Israel didn't pay any attention to that. I think probably some of the rabbis did, who know what's going on, and they go to the Old Testament and they read what it says, but by and large they don't. I wanted to get into something here too. Navy patents UFO like compact nuclear fusion reactor and hybrid space sea crafts. Folks, they're beginning to come out into the open when they are patenting things they already have developed. And what they're trying to do, of course, is patent all this stuff so that nobody else can steal it. So with all the UFO flap that's going on all around the world, and like Larry said, I think the other night, when you see UFO activity just at such a high level as we're seeing now all over the world, it's a sure sign that Israel is about to enter into some momentous event. And I think we could probably call that the time of Jacob's trouble, war, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Probably Isaiah 17. Don't forget the bots and the Israeli mistake. Something probably is going to happen that will cause Israel to go forth when they shouldn't have. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? We got a few minutes left.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that I saw somebody put out an email, and I saw a little bit of that, and it made me think a little bit because it was talking about the Abraham Lincoln carrier group just got their deployment got delayed. I mean, not delayed, but, you know, they're going to have to stay longer. And he was saying, he was reading some scriptures in the Bible where it talks about a Babylonian city that gets taken out. And he had something I've never thought about. He said an aircraft carrier is just like a U.S. city. It's like a floating city. And we've had prophecies of aircraft carriers being sunk or destroyed. And I believe and isn't the timing interesting? About the time America, and today Drudge had the headline, USA on edge of civil war. Abraham Lincoln presided over the Civil War. Wouldn't that be interesting if they sunk Abraham Lincoln that's having to stay, you know, in the Middle East longer than necessary?
Well, you know, what's interesting also is that Trump has mentioned Abe Lincoln a number of times, but Obama likewise did so. These two characters, Barack Hussein Obama and Donald Trump, we got to really keep our eye on those people because there's something very strange going on in the spiritual world concerning it. Just a warning for anybody out in California listening, if you haven't heard it, they're going to go through power shutdowns again, probably 500,000 people. There's something going on out there as well. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to also mention, let's see if I can find my notes here. There's a new video coming out called the Disciple video. I think I sent you a copy talking about he thinks he found wormwood, and it's really a really interesting picture because he uses it's not camera flares. He's using welding hood.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and so it's not like I know a lot of people, the discussion's not around anymore about you know, the destroyer, but that don't mean it's left. And Marshall Masters just recently reported we're having income like never before incoming.
Yeah, what we're being hit with is the entourage of the destroyer. The pictures look very, very valid to me. They're very similar to one from a lady, I think, in Washington or somewhere that just went out and took a landscape picture. She thought it was very pretty the way the sun was setting, and lo and behold, when they saw it, there was this object beside the sun, very similar. Now, what interested me, Larry, about this latest one, that object is much bigger than it was.
Yeah.
And it's much closer to the sun. It's still behind the sun because it's well illuminated. But I think that's a very genuine picture of the destroyer. And we know it's real because Bible prophecy says it's real.
Well, not only that, Stuart, even the Torah code, Barry Rothman's Torah code, brought out the destroyer, Nibiru, under a nemesis, different names. But the Torah code is embedded talking about this interloper.
Yeah. Folks, it's all coming together. What more can I say? It's just all coming together, and not much we can do about it except ride through the storm. Make sure you're under the wings of Jesus Christ. That's the only name that's going to save you from what's coming. Whether we live or whether we die in this won't matter. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if anything breaks, we'll certainly come on. Otherwise, we'll see you on Friday night. So take care, everyone. Heads up, your redemption draweth nigh. Good night, everyone.